So the time is 1:30, and we'll call this meeting to order. We'll start with roll call.
Tony Martinez, Brook County Commissioner Precinct 4.
Great.
Beth Vargas County Commissioner Precinct 2.
Gloria Garza County Commissioner Precinct 1.
My name is Eric Ramos. I'm Brook County Judge. We also have representatives from the Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. We will begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, we go to the public comments. Are there any public comments for today? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 2. Discuss, consider, and act on opening the bids for EMS ambulance services with possible award. Okay, are we all ready to open? We did get 5 bids this time around. The deadline was August 30th at 5.
Are you going to send it to the committee?
Yes. What we want to do now is open them and then give the committee a week or so to look at it. And then hopefully come on the 11th if we can. This one is from Allegiance Mobile Health. Okay. That's one. This one is from Quality Care Ambulance Service out of Hebronville.
Out of where, sir?
Hebronville. Quality Care Ambulance Service.
Out of Hebronville. Okay.
Third bid is from Victorious Care Ambulance Service.
Victorious.
I don't see a home address or a base.
Victorious.
Okay. So third, fourth bid. Do I need to? If I need to, I will. Sure. Let me open them all, and then we'll do that. This is from Willacy County EMS. Willacy County EMS, which is a collaboration between Willacy County and Medicare.
Medicare?
Yes. Willacy County and Medicare.
I
from South Texas Air Med, based in Denver. Okay? So we'll go back to the first one, Allegiance. Allegiance gives us two options. At $250,000 per year with option one. That's for two units, 24/7, 365 MICU units. And then there's a second option for two units, same amount, and one 12-hour peak coverage for MIC units at $350,000. Okay. Option one, $250,000. Option two, $350,000.
The first one includes the ICU?
Yes.
And
the difference is option two has one 12-hour peak coverage MICU. That's Allegiance.
Okay.
Number two was Quality Care, I think. Did I give that to somebody?
Sure.
Quality Care. Okay, Quality Care is for $768,000 annually, $64,000 monthly. So $768,000, that's Quality Care. The next was Victorious.
No, I don't have Victorious. We didn't take that one out.
Did I send it to you? Let's skip Victorious and go to Willissey. This is Willissey and Medicare. For $250,000 annually. Okay, I'm going to make a correction. The 768, that was Victoria's.
Victorious? Okay.
Care Ambulance.
768?
768. That was Victorious. Quality is also for $250,000. 2833.33 cents. Okay, so that's also 250. And the last one was AirMed. Okay, AirMed is $222,000 per year. $222,000 per year, that's $18,500 monthly. Okay, that's all five. Did everybody get those?
Yes.
Okay, so I will entertain a motion to table this for the next meeting and let the committee look at it and come back with a recommendation, hopefully on September 11th. Okay, motion by Mr. Vargas. Is there a second?
Here.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Okay? Great. Thank you all, and we'll be calling you guys if we have questions during our meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 3, discuss, consider, and act on transferring all Commissioner Court agenda duties back to the Brooks County Judge Office. I just think it's important that it be rooted in the judge's office, and we're looking to bring that back by the next board meeting, by the next commissioner's meeting.
My motion.
Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Is there a second?
No, here.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay.
Yes.
For what?
Effective immediately.
Yes, sir. So everything should be sent to Ms. Garza in the judge's office for agenda items. Okay. Agenda item number 4, discuss, consider, and approve the transfer of 2 laptops from Texas A&M Agriculture to Brooks County. Ms. Salinas couldn't be here today. We have her in our prayers. Her son-in-law is having a real serious medical issue. These are just 2 laptops that have been outdated. They are ready to be destroyed. And so A&M is just giving us the property so that we can destroy them appropriately.
I make the motion.
Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $50 from 012-504-55-455-5000 office supplies to 012-5-0455-9010 membership dues submitted by Judge Quintanilla. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Motion.
Accept the motion. Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item number 6, discuss and approve the J.M. Alaniz Fairground contract. Again, Ms. Salinas couldn't be here. A contract, a template of the contract was given to you on the table when you just before this meeting. I think what I'd like to do is let you all look at this and have any changes or anything you all would like to do to it and rediscuss it on September 11th at our next meeting. So you guys can take it home, see if you're happy with it, make any changes, we can talk about them, and adopt it on the 11th of September.
Good.
Next week.
Okay, great.
Are we good with that?
Yes. Yes.
I'll accept the motion to table for 9th September.
We're here.
11th. Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. Agenda item number 7, to approve the correction of minutes of the following dates and agenda items to include the word on file. And this would be for both Ms. Silva's for May 8th and July 10th. Okay. Questions? Comments?
No, sir.
No, sir. I'll accept the motion to accept the corrected minutes.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Prayer.
A second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. So, agenda item number 8, discuss core sample findings for Travis Road by Terracon. Mr. Garrett.
David. Backwards. What's on the other side? You have to press the button on that right there.
It was upside down, I think, like me.
It was upside down, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Left side.
It's on.
Okay. The core samples came back, and it didn't look too good. The guys from Terracon, they were out here for almost the whole day. They got the samples out. They got back to me within 3 days, as they said they would. What they found was severe alligator and petite cracking on the surface. And what they found on the bottom was not that much better. What they found out was that flex base is, it starts good. It starts good at the top, but once it gets down 5-6 inches, it starts, it's not compacted anymore. So there's a lot of moisture seeping into it. So they said if we do an overlay on it, the cracks are going to go into that overlay, and it's going to crack again. So what they recommended in doing was milling it and reconstructing the whole road.
It's going to cost money, huh?
Yeah, that's a good chunk
of money now.
It's a good chunk of money.
It's not going to be 75 anymore. It's going to be more.
Yeah.
So be ready.
So I was going to ask the court and see what they wanted to do.
Well, I did call. I think Commissioner Gossett has requested that we look into how much it may cost.
Yeah.
Yes.
To go ahead and do Travis Road. How long would that take?
I can make some calls, get some bids in. I'll call three paving companies, the ones that have done business here, and see how long it'll take them to give me numbers.
Get you a number. Okay.
Yeah.
I did talk to City Manager Flores, and he was going to talk to AB, and I talked to David, and they're going to get together to see if there's something we can do very quickly.
Yeah.
That combined along the same vein of a county-city collaboration that's about the same cost. And if we could do that somehow between now and October 1st, it'd be great to get the money out of this year's budget.
AB gave me a list of some roads that they had tested, and they were pretty bad also, the city roads. But we're still looking. We're looking into one that comes out of the city and goes into the county so we can, you know, half and half. But let's see what we can find.
Okay.
We'll let you all know.
Okay. Questions, comments for David? Okay. So if they do come up with something in the next day or two, we may call a special meeting just to discuss that project.
Okay.
Okay? Just so you know. If not, the next regular meeting is September 11th.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do we need to table this? Accept the motion to table agenda item number 8? It was just a discussion. Thank you. Agenda item number 9, discuss and approve renewal contract between Brooks County Sheriff's Office and City Telecoin Company, Inc., submitted by Commander Esparza. Commander?
Good afternoon. How are you, Arthur? This is just to, we have a current contract with CTC, or this is a representative, Anthony, with them. They do our jail phone recordings and auto phone system for the jail. We're looking to upgrade our system to also include video teleconference, which will allow the offender to be able to talk. It's almost like a FaceTime with making this upgrade. We have to renew the contract. It's kind of just like if you upgrade your cell phones, you also have to redo your contract. Same thing.
But the MX will probably be capable of able to do, everything will be digital. So you'll have their grievances, their medical requests, MA requests, everything will be directly to where they have assigned to those appropriate documents. Also, too, everything will be data and time stamp. So everything will be paperless, so it'll eliminate having the staff to have to provide paper to the inmates consistently on those. And it'll be, like I said, everything will be filed and recorded. At the same time, too, it'll bring in more revenue into the jail. So, you know, we'll never touch anything as far as county budget or anything like that. Pretty much the inmate's going to be paying for the system itself. So that's how we normally work there.
Question, comment? The revenue for this goes under what line item?
General, or does it go under, can you explain to me, George, where the money's going to go?
I believe that money goes into a jail fund. Is that correct? Yes.
The communication, video.
Yes.
Yes.
That goes into general fund?
All right.
You said this would increase it?
Yes, because each, they'll be able to message and do video visitation. So for each, it's 50 cents per minute per visit, depending how what the limitations of the jail wants to do. Same thing with the messenger. So it's each message back and forth with their friend or family that they have on file. Each message will be 50 cents each, so that'll increase. We really looked at our current clients that we have, because we operate in seven other states. Their revenue skyrocketed about 2 to 3 times. So it's potential, a lot of potential.
And this is in your budget, Commander?
Yes. And actually, the system pays for itself. We really don't put any monies up front. It's also like they do calling cards right now. So we're just adding to providing to a secondary thing where instead of just buying a calling card, they can also buy this video conference or messaging system.
Great. Questions, comments, anything else?
Okay.
I'll entertain my motion.
Motion.
Motion to approve the contract between Brooks County Sheriff's Office and City Telecoin Company. All in favor?
Oh, there's a motion. I need a second.
Lawyer. Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Thank you all very much. Number 10, we are not going to act on. It's not needed anymore. So we're going to move on to number 11, and that's executive session.
So in number 10, no action?
No action. Nothing at all. They're not going on the trip anymore, so they're not moving the money.
Okay.
Come later.
You don't want to read it and just say that we're not going to take action?
Absolutely.
Discuss and approve line item transfer of 115 from 012-050403-9080, registration fees, and $48 from 012-5-04-03-500, one too many dashes. Office supplies from 012-5-04-03-5550, out-of-county travel, submitted by the county clerk's office, and we will not take any action anymore. They've rescinded the item.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we are now going to go into executive session to discuss item number 11.
We're not going to the trip.
Discuss, consider, and act on right-of-way and easement agreement between Brooks County and New Star Logistics, LP. No decisions will be made in closed session.
I don't know if there's something that's supposed to be.
The time is 1:55. It's real estate, and it's also discussing possibly hiring attorneys to represent us on this issue. Okay, so we will go into closed session. Back to open session. And we then go to agenda item number 11. Discuss, consider, and act on right-of-way and easement agreement between Brooks County and New Star Logistics. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Is there a motion?
Right here.
I want to appoint David T. to represent the county in this matter.
Okay, there is a motion to...
That is my motion.
There is a motion to appoint David T. Garcia as the attorney to represent Brooks County on this agreement. Is there a second?
Right here.
Mr. Martinez, all in favor?
No, just to appoint David T. to represent. We're not approving the agreement.
Joe?
Yes.
The auditor has questions.
Okay, so are we going to pay David T. as the attorney on the side of the county?
He's representing the county.
Is that the representative?
He's representing...
No, sir.
No.
Yes.
I'll get with him, but I'm pretty sure that he's representing the county.
Yes.
The county attorney.
County attorney.
The county attorney.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Questions, comments? We have a second.
Right here.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Unanimous. I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very, very much.
We have to sign something?
Can you have what?
The time, Judge.
Oh, it is 2:07.